For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. And I'm going to continue straight on with this teaching. I'll probably pull it into next week because I just feel this is paramount, this lifestyle called abiding on the vine. We're out of John 15. Always remember, if you've missed a broadcast, these go in sequential order. You can go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, click the radio menu page, and just listen in sequence, and you'll get caught up, and you can even download these and get these little mini teachings. But we were talking about the fruit of the Spirit yesterday. Jesus is saying to the disciples, I want you to bear much fruit. This fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. People are watching. They can come up to you and go, wow, why do you have joy the way you do? Wow, how is it that you're so full of peace? You're so full of patience in this situation. You're emanating the fruit of the Spirit. The outside world watches. It's a witness to the glory of God. They're able to come up to you being the tree and pick off this fruit and thereby grow or become a child of God themselves. I'm telling you, this stuff is major deal stuff. And this was a download God had given to me for this retreat. He also spoke to my heart about the fruit of the Spirit called love. He said, you know, you can be believing God, wanting answered prayer, doing this, doing that, all you want, but faith worketh by love. And he was just showing me, man, we have to always check our love tank. How's our love walk? It's all about love, my brethren, isn't it? This is fruit of the Holy Ghost. When someone's looking at you, can they come to you and pull that fruit off of you? Or is it, you ever see that, still shots of fruit and they'll spray it with all this shiny stuff to make it look good on camera. But if you really ever try to take a bite of a piece of plastic apple, you know, that's what you would get. Plastic. Come on now. As they say, I'm preaching better than you're listening, right? This stuff is major to God. It should be major to us. Well, another thing God spoke to my heart and that I've been really going through all of 2013 so far is an area of pruning. And I said to God one day, I said, man, I'm being pruned, huh, God? And he said, yes. What does the scripture say? John 15:2. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Why? That it'll bear more fruit. And I kind of didn't get it. I was like, wait, why do you have to prune? I like that relationship. I like that thing, or I'm into that, or I have a comfort zone there. Yeah. And God will come along. The Bible says in the Amplified, he repeatedly prunes to make room for more fruit. And I found this quote from an author. He says, the more fruit we bear, the more the Father has to prune so that the quality will keep up with quantity. And what that spoke to me was this. Anna, what if you have 400 people sitting in a meeting? Big deal. If the quality of me as the messenger isn't full of the real raw deal of God, full of his passion, that's not keeping up with the quantity that's in the audience. Quality is paramount to God. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.